through your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the team news for the game against Everton. Defender Harry Maguire misses out with a calf injury he has sustained against Aston Villa. Luke Shaw's overcome illness, but still has a shoulder problem, will have to be assessed ahead of kickoff. And of course, it promises to be a good afternoon for United, with Everton without Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Richarlison, Seamus Coleman, Andre Gomez. The Red Devils will certainly fancy their chances of getting a result. In terms of their options going forward, Cristiano Ronaldo has asked Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to tweak the style of play to help get the best out of him. The Portuguese star has returned to Old Trafford in the summer following 12 years away. He still believes United should be performing at a much higher level given their quality. Ronaldo has reportedly said that he wants them to be firing on all cylinders. He's added Jadon Sancho and Rafael Varane in the summer alongside Ronaldo, but now going forward he hopes to try and get the best out of the Portugal international. One player that isn't set to be part of those plans is Donny van de Beek. According to reports in Italy, he will leave Manchester United in January and could join Inter or Juventus, only on loan there with an option to buy. Only 3 appearances in all competitions with the Red Devils so far this season. He's looking for an escape route from Old Trafford. His agents have already opened talks with a few clubs in Europe, and a number of teams are looking for a loan-to-buy deal in order to get the deal done. And finally, into other news, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has rebuffed claims that Jadon Sancho has struggled for form this season, insisting the winger will soon shine for Manchester United. After missing out on a recent England call-up on Thursday, Solskjaer has defended his player. He said in midweek he was exceptional, he was electric. The crowd loved him, and I think he felt that connection. He was direct, positive, and went past the fullback numerous times. He's not scored, but I thought that's Jadon, and we're going to see lots of that. Gareth has said it's also important that Jadon knows England believe in him and are interested in him. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.